Hi, I'm Frank Gallimore, and this is my poem, Edsel. I can feel myself winnowing to some rudimentary figment, as when the distinction no longer quite holds between that Edsel and a beached hunk of carrion, its vertical grill a baleen O mouthing the intertidal wash where, canted on a shelf, it leaned toward deeper water. I found it at ebb tide, wallowing in a cradle of mud, its outlandish flukes luxuriating in rust. The backseat grotto sickened in a lime-green brine like antifreeze. The headlights refracted sunlight as though the whole wattage of them might soon come alive again as something else in the surf. What luck it is to become something else, I thought, as the pools sizzled, and in a constellation of swirling ephemera, the car shed the vestigial hulk of its former life. Strange, too, to find permanence so swayed, hung on a precipice where manatees became mermaids in sailors' diaries. A different weather daily washed in and out of its salt bed, rinsing and rinsing the dead until a storm at high tide would send it drifting down past the manta ray and the striped flash of pilot fish, below eddies of plankton and the serene coasting of a shark. Until it settled, I could only imagine, into that kingdom of bioluminescence into which no light would come, but that an angler willed, into recesses of camouflage splendor, like so many day-glow stars. Is that what an afterlife amounts to? It could have been otherwise. Who knows who first drove the car into the reeds, fish-nosed and punished about the sides, or how many days and nights it stood, a whistling house of wind, before the pocked doorways burst into coral. For years it idled behind its nowhere engine, barnacled and water-brindled, at most a scow shipwrecked with blight. While a breeze, stubborn as a ghost, nudged the wheel a little left, a little right.